It's my job today, my honor, to talk a little bit about the man that I get to work with every day. We just got to spend time with the assaulters who got bin Laden. And by the way, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The president's going to be mad I'm taking so long. But, you know, today was, quote, Grandfather's Day. So I went by in the early this morning before I came out here to my granddaughter's little spring play. And after it's all over, she said, Pop, come back to my classroom with me. I said, I can't, honey. She said, you going someplace in Air Force Two? I said, yeah, I am, babe. She said, where are you going? I said, going to, true story. I said, I'm going to Fort Campbell. I said, we're going to see the guys out there who got Osama bin Laden. It's absolutely true story. She said, Pop. And she grabbed a little friend of hers. And she said, my pop's going out to see the whales. Not the seals, the whales. Because if they're that good, they got to be big, man. They got to be big. Well, you guys are the gorillas. I tell you, I want to tell you, look, I've watched, I've been around a while with great presidents. I've watched presidents make some difficult decisions. They've all had to make difficult decisions. But sitting in every meeting, getting ready, planning for this mission, an assault, for the mission to get bin Laden, I saw something extraordinary. I saw a president who was told the odds weren't but much more than 50-50, that he'd be there and we could do this. But there were considerably less than 100%. And I, along with all the rest of his national security team, the Secretary of Defense, State, everyone else, we sat around there and he asked our advice and we gave him our advice and we told him a little this and that. And finally, he just looked at all of us and said, I got faith in McCraven. I got faith in these guys. He walked off on his own without anybody giving him any guarantees at all. And he decided because he believed in not only the SEALs, but believes in all of you. He has absolute total faith in all of you. And he made that determination, and it was an amazing thing to watch. But it was because he had this absolute confidence that you're there. And so he decided when he got in office, because of the fight you all were in from the beginning, that the number one priority was to get Osama bin Laden. And he knew the risks. He knew there were significant risks, and most importantly, special operations risks to the people who were risking their lives getting there. But he didn't hesitate, nor did your guys did. Bob Gates said something interesting. I've known Bob for a long time. He said it was one of the gutsiest decisions I've ever seen made and one of the gutsiest raids. This is going to go down in history, what happened. This is going to go down in history. And here to introduce your commander-in-chief, the guy that I'm proud to serve with, is one of the country's leading warriors himself, Deputy Commanding General of the 10th Airborne Division, General Jeffrey Colt. Ladies and gentlemen, General Colt.